when John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee. He picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, "Goo goo goo."
That's not the right verse.
The kid was only 6 months years old.
Wait, cut it. Tommy, the real, the ethnic, you know the real version of John Henry.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee. His daddy picked him up, threw him on the floor, said, "This baby's done wet on me."
I apologize.
One
more chance is all you get. See this pin? It says think ethnic. You gotta think ethnic and sing ethnic to ever earn this pin.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, "This hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Of me." Yeah, when John Henry was just a little tyke, he picked up a piece of steel and a hammer. It seemed like he knew all the time, down deep inside, that he was going to work on the railroads. And there was a big story waiting for him to arrive on. When I was a little boy, he used to go around hammering on things. His daddy bought him a little hammer. He'd go around hammering the tables and hammering the fixtures. We used to get a licking all the time. You go up and hammer on the front door, hammer on the chairs. Yet as John Henry grew, he grew in size, and he grew in stature, and he grew in his mind, his horizons grew. He started to go out and got a bigger hammer. Started walking around town hammering things. Hammering trees, people's fences, the fire hydrants. While John Henry could just go around hitting one fire hydrant with one wah, wah. Yeah. All the dogs in town hated John Henry. Well, the whole story goes is that when he grew to full size, he could drive steel on the railroad, drive those spikes in the ground faster than any 10 men. People started talking about John Henry. Why, he's the fastest man that ever drove steel on the railroad. And the whole story of John Henry really starts the day the captain told John Henry something. John Henry said, "Tell me something, Captain." Then the captain said, "John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a steam drill round. I'm gonna bring me a steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna walk that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Walk that steel on down." Sure enough, next day they had a steam drill out on the job. Big red steam drill, shiny smokestack sticking up in the air. Well, they had old John Henry over there, muscles rippling in the sun, sweat running off in gimlets. Ringlets. Well, the captain, head of all the railroad workers, looked over at that steam drill and smiled. Then he turned over and looked over at John Henry with his beady little eyes. He snarled over John Henry. "Hi there, John." Well, John Henry didn't say nothing. just spit on his hands, picked up those 2 9-pound hammers, walked slowly over towards that steam drill, spit on the steam drill. Then went over and spit on the captain. So it got to be about 12 o'clock starting time for the race. Every railroad man in the county was out there that day because they knew if John Henry lost that race, they were all out of a job. But it got to be starting time for the race. John Henry is up there at that starting line. And steam drill was up there at that starting line. Big smokestack sticking right up in the air. A little bit of spit on it. Well, the captain walked up to the starting line. I swear you could hear a pin drop that day. He took out his pistol and pointed up in the air. John Henry spit on it. Actually, this was about the greatest race in the history of man. The race between a man and a machine. He pointed that pistol up in the air and shot it off. Bang. That started that race. John Henry lost that race. Dumb smart aleck thought he could be a steam drill. What a thing, for crying out loud. John Henry said to the captain,
to the captain,
by God, I ain't no fool.
Ain't no fool.
Before I'll die with a hammer in my hand, I'm gonna get me a steam drill.